Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
To give up.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Wednesday night Bible study. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here. We just thank God for this opportunity to come, to learn, to be poured into, to renew our minds by the Word of God. Amen. Knowing that the Word of God brings healing, deliverance, it sanctifies, redeems, it makes all things new. So welcome, everyone. Everyone that's here in Bible study, those called in today and those of us that are online that are tuned in today, welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get started in our Bible study, let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you allowed us to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. And Father God, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just have your way. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place, in the place where your children are on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that's where your word says, if there are one that lack wisdom, to ask and we shall receive. So Lord, we come asking, Lord God, for revelation, knowledge, and understanding, and wisdom of your word to apply to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that all that we learned here tonight in Bible study, Lord God, that you allow it to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every rebellious spirit. We come against every spirit of doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit of fear, anxiety, worry. We come against every spirit of sickness, infirmity, affliction, disease, ache, pain, and discomfort right now. Anything outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you right now. Every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the saying that we are free, and we are free indeed to receive and apply to our daily lives right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless all of us in Bible study on tonight, Lord God, with your word, oh God. We ask that you bless us and keep us. We pray for your protection around us and our family members right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you all for being here in Bible study. It's a pleasure, like I said earlier, the honor to be able to be here, to be able to teach the word in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're with us on last week, we were talking about prophetic anointing, and we were kind of going over some things regarding the prophetic anointing and understanding that there are different kinds of prophetic words for different situations. The prophetic word can deal with past, present, and future. The prophetic word is able to deal with all the issues that we face in life. So God has many thoughts towards us, and if we were to speak them, they cannot be numbered, amen, according to the book of Psalms 40:5. So God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Amen. That is a blessing according to the book of Psalms chapter 119 verse 105. We talked about this last week. If you missed anything on last week, you can always go back. Everything that we do here on this platform is archived, so you can always go back by logging on your computer or your phone to the website blogtalkradio.com/ the preacher and the pastor, and you're able to click on whatever you want to listen to, whether it be Bible study or Sunday service or Saturday-led teachings or, you know, whatever is on there, the shout. If you missed that, you want to hear that. And so we were talking about last week, we talked about the nail and the confirmation. We talked about future, past, new, and warnings, as well as talked about deliverance. We talked about revelation, identification, correction, condemnation, exposure, conditional as well. So if you were with us on last week, then you in blessings, we talked about that, the words that release blessings and favor into our lives. We talked about that. So today we're going to be talking about, as we're still studying spiritual warfare and deliverance, we're going to start in the book of Psalm chapter 107 verse 20, and scriptures with Psalm 107 verse 20. So the prophetic anointing brings healing and deliverance. The prophetic anointing, you all, brings healing and deliverance to the believer. And I want you to understand it, to those that believe. Amen. So the Bible says in Psalm 107 verse 20, and I'm coming out of the King James Version, New King James Version. It says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Amen. So the prophetic anointing can bring healing and deliverance. So I've seen many people healed and set free through prophecy. Physical and emotional healing can occur. You all, prophecy is a sent word. Amen. The prophetic word can keep you from destruction. The prophetic word can give you guidance. The prophetic word can bring correction and adjustment in your life. The prophetic word can help you make the right decisions and keep you from making foolish ones. But first you have to receive it. And I was talking about this on the shout right before Bible study. Amen. Because God always does things where he gives a warning before destruction. So any word that is given to you, the prophet can see it and pray against it and come against it, come against the destruction, come against death and premature death, come against those things that's to come. But you have to be obedient, hallelujah, in your faith. You have to be obedient in your walk. You know, we can give the word, but it's up to you to receive it and to be obedient and to follow the directions as it's given. So I've seen people delivered from rejection, hurt, shame, doubt, and fear through prophecy. The word of the Lord causes breakthrough, you all. God knows what we need and gives us his word in due season. So the Raymond word, you all, is a word for a particular time in a season of your life. When you hear a Raymond word, say, I need a Raymond word from God, it's a word for a particular time and season of your life. See, prophecy brings liberty, which is freedom. The word of the Lord can free us from restraints and hindrances, you all. So there is a tremendous power release through prophecy. Amen. So God used prophet Moses. He used Moses to deliver Israel, which is in the book of Hosea. It's stated in the book of Hosea, Hosea 12 and 13. So the word of the Lord in a prophet's mouth brings deliverance. Amen. And we here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we are a deliverance ministry, a healing ministry. So God sends his word for a reason, and it will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. We see this in the book of Isaiah. If you read the book of Isaiah for yourself, I'll give you all a moment to go there. Isaiah 55 and 11. Isaiah 55 and 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't open up no lines tonight. But Isaiah 55 and 11, if you go there for yourself right now and read the scripture, I'm going there myself. So you all, I like to go with you to it. So it gives me a time of how long it takes you all probably to get there. So Isaiah 55 and 11, amen, the Bible says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Amen. That's in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we look in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. If you go over there with me, Hebrews, that's in the New Testament. Hebrews. Hallelujah. And that's going to be chapter 4, verse 12. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. All right, everybody there? Hallelujah. All right, it says, so the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So the word of the Lord can be like surgery. There are many people who need a healing that is so deep that only a surgeon can help. A surgeon uses a sharp instrument that is able to separate the joint, muscle, and tissue. Surgeons do a physical operation, but many people need a spiritual operation. So prophets are spiritual surgeons. See, the words that speak release. The words they speak release and penetrate deep into the heart. See, their words are able to discern what cannot be seen with the natural eye. So the word exposes, sifts, and analyzes you all, and judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. So thoughts that have been filled with hurt, bitterness, anger, grief, and so on, it can be exposed and driven out through the prophetic word.
So prophets remove spiritual infections. Prophets make deep adjustments and corrections. So the results are restoration and healing. Amen. The results are restoration and healing. Amen. So me as a prophetess, and God used me in people's life, I said, when God called me into your life, I always tell people, count yourself blessed, you know, because back in the biblical day, they would look for the prophet. They would be afraid of the prophet because they knew correction came and warning from God, but there were people that were seeking the prophet for an answer, for help. Amen. See, I want you to understand the prophetic anointing preserves you. We look in the book of Hosea, chapter 12 and 13. Hosea 12 and 13 reveals to us one of the major functions of prophets of the prophet's ministry, preservation. So Israel was delivered from Egypt, you all, through the ministry of Moses. So Israel was preserved through the intercession of Moses. Amen. You can write this down and go back and look and read it for yourself and study it in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 14, that's an Old Testament. Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 through 20. Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 through 20. Amen. Amen. So understand if you're there, Numbers. I want to make sure I'm not moving too fast. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I guess I'll just read it for you all. If you like me to, I'll go ahead and read it. Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 through 20. For those of you who just now come in Bible study, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going over to the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 through 20. Amen. The Bible says, then, because right here, if you look in your Bible, this is where Moses intercedes for the people. So the Bible says, then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it. For by your might, you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, and that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Amen. So it says, now if you kill these people as one man, then the nations will have heard of your fame, will speak saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty. This is the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven these people from Egypt, even unto now. And then verse 20 says, then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. Amen. So when we look here, Moses, the prophet of God, then led the children of Israel out of Egypt. So preserve means to keep from harm, from damage, danger, or evil. So it also means to protect or save. So the word preserve, y'all, is from the Hebrew word shamar, which means to hedge about as with thorns, to guard, to protect, to watch, to beware. So this word emphasizes the protective element of the prophet's mantle. So the word shamar is first used in the book of Genesis and the scripture of Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, if you want to check for yourself. Genesis chapter 2, the beginning of the Bible, chapter 2, verse 15. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Amen. So Adam is told to keep, which is shamar, the garden, to keep it. So it is also mentioned in Genesis 4:9. We see in the book of Genesis 4:9 when Cain asked God if he is his brother's keeper. So here's Shamar again. So the preserving and guarding aspect of the prophet's ministry, you all, is needed in every local church. So this is accomplished, you all, through intercession, discernment, praise, preaching, teaching, worship. This helps defend the church against error and heresy, you all, witchcraft, carnality, perversion, amen, legalism, sin, and deception. So each church should develop and train the prophets that have been set in the assembly by God, amen. So a failure to do so can result in a local church suffering from many attacks that could have been averted, you all, that could have been averted. Amen. So understanding this is so, you know, it's a benefit for us to have the prophets in the church, to have a prophet in your family that can foresee things to come. And then you're like, well, that wasn't going to happen. Well, realizing that you had a prophet that was praying to hear from God, God gives him the vision to see, and God listens to the prophet to come against what was to come to your life or others' lives that the prophet spoke. So, you know, people, there's a lot of comforts going on around here that's called let the prophet speak. So because the prophet has spoken, amen, and come against that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that it did not happen. Amen. Because we see this here in Numbers when Moses went to God and said, hey, Lord, don't kill the children of Israel. You know, they're disobedient, they're stiff-necked, but Lord, what are they going to think? So God listened to the prophet, and he allowed them to be released. He did not allow the calamity to come upon the children, he didn't kill them in the wilderness when he had talked about doing or planned on doing, because Moses spoke and God listened and said, okay, you know what? I won't do it. He listened to Moses. So it's the same with the prophet. When the prophet speak and the prophet go to God and intercede for you and ask God to divinely intervene and turn it around and come against the Lord, don't let this happen, oh, Father God. Oh, look and see, oh, God, you know, your child, she's hurting. Oh, Lord, help right now. He's hurting. Help right now, Father God. And, you know, we come against that or what's to come or go to God about it for you. Say, this is what God is saying for your life. If you don't do this, or if you don't get your house in order, this is what's to come. You have to believe it to receive it. And when you start believing something that the prophet is interceding for, it won't come upon your life. Because it's one thing to say, I believe. It's one thing to really believe. Amen. Your actions will show if you truly believe. Hallelujah. 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 So it's so important, you all, that, you know, we have this established in our churches, because a failure to do so can result in local churches suffering from many attacks that could have been averted. It could have been averted. So it's so important that we have this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we understand that the revelation of Shamar aspects of prophet's ministry will help churches protect and defend the flock. Amen. So the church has often, you all, been taught that pastors are the spiritual guardians of the church while neglecting the ministry of the prophet. So the church was never intended to function with only pastors. Amen. I want you to understand that the church was never intended to function with only pastors. You know, when I was coming up, it was just the pastors and the deacons. I never heard of prophets. If it was taught or preached, I never remember hearing anything about prophets and prophetess and evangelists. I never heard of, you know, you had the pastor, the deacons, and you had the choir. So that's what a lot of churches believe. It is only supposed to be the pastor of the church. It's often been taught that pastors are the spiritual guardians of the church while neglecting the ministry of the prophets. So the church was never intended, you all, to function with only pastors. Prophets have also been set in the church. Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians. I want to back this up here in Scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Amen. You have some pastors that are also prophets. Amen. Like myself, and we thank God. I thank God for the gift. I really am grateful. There is a weight of the prophet, but it's so important in the church. Amen. So if you go over to 1 Corinthians, everyone, 1 Corinthians, so you can see for yourself, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and after that, miracles, then gifts and healings, helps and ministration, varieties of tongues. Amen. So we see here, it is important that we have prophets in the church. So churches that ignore the prophets' ministry will not be able to withstand the attacks of hell in the last days. So many will, I want to understand this, many well-meaning pastors have suffered unnecessarily, you all. Unnecessarily. They have suffered unnecessarily. And we see it due to the lack of understanding of the prophets' ministry. So when the Lord establishes a church, he will set prophets within that church. Amen. Churches must be built with apostolic wisdom that will include the recognition and release of the prophets. And understand there's a lot of churches, they people are not getting healed or delivered because they're not in order. It's not set in order to have. They don't have what the Bible says, what he said for the church to be built and established in. So it's very important. So even if that pastor is a prophet, the prophet is in the church because they're in the pastor. And many can hold many positions as a pastor. And this month of June, I'll be affirmed in the office as an apostle. And also operating in the office as a prophetess. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's elevation in the church, elevation in the fivefold. So just thanking God and understanding. So when the Lord establishes a church, he will set prophets within their church and understand that churches must be built with the apostolic wisdom. And I say that again, that will include the recognition and releases. Hallelujah. The release of the prophets. So the prophet's spiritual authority acts as a fence, you all, or garrison around an assigned congregation to shield it from harm, attack, or demonic trespass, amen, a demonic trespass. So protection from trespassers as meant here includes protection from the spoilage, destruction, invasion, and threats that result from spiritual and human trespassers that's in the church or coming to the church. See, there are times heretical types of wayward renegades join a church to sow seeds of destruction in it. So you have people that are set, you don't want to believe it. You believe everybody that's in the church is for the church, is for Jesus, but they're set up to come to bring destruction. And that's what they're there for. They'll be sleeping with people. They'll be causing chaos. They'll be stealing. They'll get in these positions just to destroy, to bring destruction to the church. So the watchful eye of the resident prophet can spot these people and bring spiritual discomfort on them so that they are feel at ease among the flock and quickly leave. They'll get to the point where they'll start feeling sick and uneasy, and they'll leave. They'll flee. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 121, verse 4 through 8. The book of Psalms, 121, if you want to go there with me. I hope I'm not moving too fast. Psalm 121, hallelujah. Psalm 121, verse 4 through 8, says, "Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." So we can see from these verses that God shamars his people. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves his people. God protects his people. The Shema aspect of the prophet's ministry is a part of the nature of God. It's part of the nature of God. Amen. God never slumbers or sleeps. He's always alert. God shamars us from evil. He keeps us from evil. God shamars our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions. God shamars our going out and coming in. It is the nature of God to protect. See, protection is a part of our covenant. Amen. Prophets are a part of our covenant. Amen. We as prophets, those of us that are prophets, prophetess are part of the covenant. So I want you to understand, you have access to the prophetic anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Urim and the Thummim, you all, according to Numbers 27 and 21, The Urim, which is spelled U-R-I-M, let's just go to the book of Numbers so you can see it for yourself. The book of Numbers, chapter 27 and 21. Numbers 27, that would be Numbers chapter 27 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, so if you're there, let's go ahead and read 27 and 21. The Bible says in verse 21, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgment of the Urim. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, they shall come in, he and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation. Amen. That's Numbers 27, verse 21. Okay. So we see this here. We see it here. The Urim and the Thummim was used by the high priest for divine direction. So Urim, you all, meaning lights, was the oracular brilliancy of the figures in the high priest's breastplate. So the Thummim, which is C-H-U-M-M-I-M, meaning perfection, was also attached to the priest's garment. So David's request, bring the ephod here, we look in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, immediately precedes this inquiry of the Lord. Hallelujah. We see this in the book of Deuteronomy and the book of 1 Samuel. So God has placed within you an ability to hear from him regarding issues you face in life. So he has given you a spiritual Urim, you are, and Thummim in, as the prophets of all had. So what we have access to now, however, goes beyond a simple yes and no. David inquired of the ephod, and God told him yes, but also to pursue, overtake, and recover all. When we look in the book of 1 Samuel, let's go to 1 Samuel. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. Amen. 1 Samuel, and you can write it down if you I'm moving a little too fast for you. 1 Samuel, hallelujah, chapter 30, verse 8. Hallelujah. The Bible says, so David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. So we see it here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel. Thank you, Lord. We see it here probably in 1 Samuel. I'll be opening up the lines, you all, if you have any questions here soon. I'll be taking those questions or comments. If you press 1, then we'll be able to take those. So, you all, many of our God's people do not seem to understand this. We have the word. What more do we need? It's the attitude, you all. What we need is the attitude of many. Hallelujah. But as George Warnock, he states that there will be many times when we will need a very explicit word for particular moments of decision or some grievous area of conflict that the Bible was never intended to give us. It does not take from what is written nor add to it. But we are a people of the way, just as Israel was. And like them, we need clear direction and guidance and some very specific words from the heart of God from time to time as we travel the unknown way and go through areas of conflict and trial. Now, Joshua, hallelujah, Joshua was warned that he must meditate in the book of the law day and night for success. Nevertheless, he would need some direct counsel from the Lord along the way. And Eleazar, the priest, was to ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. Amen. According to Numbers 27 and 21. So God will be faithful to give him clear and infallible direction, both as he went forth in battle and as he came home in victory. It was not a game of chance like the throwing of the dice draw or yes or no type of thing. It was a pure, clear word from the mouth of the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, if you have any questions or any comments at this time, we're going to go ahead and take those from you. You would just have to press 1, and we're going to wrap up right here today. I thank everyone for being in Bible study on today. I hope you all receive and learn more here today in Bible study. It is so important that we are receiving. I know it's a lot of distractions sometimes that take us off course. So if you have any questions or any comments, please press 1 at this time. If not, we're going to wrap up here for tonight. And just thanking God for this opportunity once again to be able to be on and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm always in a place of gratefulness. All right, then, everybody. Well, God bless you. Let us pray our way out here tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, all that you have allowed to be released on tonight. I understand the prophetic anointing that brings healing and delivers, Lord God. Oh, Lord, your prophets, Lord God, that you set it forth in the church, Lord God, to help, to guide, to direct by your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to pour into us revelation and knowledge and understanding. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to strengthen those, Lord God, that you're placed in leadership position to lead your flock, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that all that we learned on tonight and receive, Lord God, let it take root and manifest in us, Lord God, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, Lord God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God, that we will live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord God, that we'll be more than just readers and hearers of the word, but doers of your word, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we leave this call, but never your presence, Lord God. I ask that you bless all, Lord God, as we hang up the line on today, Lord God, that your angels be encamped around us and our family members and loved ones, protecting us from seen and unforeseen things, Lord God. Lord, I pray that all will have sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight, Lord God. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents, every evil spirit, evil doer right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that they're defeated and we are victorious right now. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes right now and all that's in it and all that we love and concern about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. You all have a wonderful night in the Lord. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. My name in the book, call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time. cause I look dumb with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for the love of the crime.